Lesson 154, Revelation chapter 6 through 11, part 1. Introduction. John saw a vision of the Lamb of God opening the first six seals of the sealed book. In the sixth seal, John saw the servants of God who had, quote, washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, end quote. See Revelation 7:14. Suggestions for teaching, Revelation chapter 6. John saw the Lamb of God opening the first six seals of the sealed book. Invite students to share any concerns they may have about living in the latter days. List their responses on the board. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by the prophet Joseph Smith. Ask the class to listen for how ancient prophets felt about our day. Quote, prophets, priests, and kings have looked forward with joyful anticipation to the day in which we live. And fired with heavenly and joyful anticipations, they have sung and written and prophesied of this, our day. End quote. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 186. How did ancient prophets feel about our day? Point out that John the Revelator was one of the prophets who knew about the events of the latter days and who prophesied of our day with joyful anticipation. Invite students to look as they study Revelation 6 and 7 for reasons why ancient prophets looked forward to our day with joy. Remind students that as recorded in Revelation 5:1-5, John saw a book with seven seals that only the Lamb was worthy to open. Explain that in this vision, John saw figurative representations of some of the major events pertaining to each of the thousand-year periods represented by the seven seals. Write the following list on the board. Consider doing this before class. The first seal, Revelation 6:1-2. Second seal, Revelation 6:3-4. Third seal, Revelation 6:5-6. Fourth seal, Revelation 6:7-8, 5th seal, Revelation 6:9-11. Give each student a piece of paper. Assign each student one of the seals. Each seal may be assigned to more than one student. Ask students to read the references corresponding with their assigned seal and to draw some of the events John saw pertaining to that seal. After sufficient time, invite students to show their drawings to the class in order, starting with those who were assigned the first seal. Invite one student from each group to use his or her drawing to explain what John saw when that seal was opened. As students report, share the following possible interpretations suggested by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You may want to encourage students to write this information in their scriptures or in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Note, teacher presentation. While it is important that students take an active role in the learning process in order to better understand the scriptures and apply them in their lives, you will still need to explain, clarify, and illustrate when appropriate so that students can more clearly understand the context and content of a particular scripture block. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 542 and the top of page 543. Let me help explain what that is. The first seal, about 4000 to 3000 BC. Within the first seal, we find the following. A white horse equals victory. A bow equals warfare. A crown equals conqueror. Elder McConkie suggested that verses 1 and 2 describe Enoch's day and that the rider is Enoch. See Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 476 through 478. In the second box, we see the second seal written, about 3000 to 2000 BC. In this, we read of the red horse, which equals bloodshed, the sword, which equals war and destruction. Elder McConkie suggested that verses 3 and 4 describe Noah's day, when wickedness covered the earth. The rider of the red horse could be the devil himself, or perhaps, quote, a person representing many murdering warriors, end quote, from Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 478 and 79. In the next box of the chart, we read about the third seal, about 2000 to 1000 BC. Here we read of a black horse, which could equal famine, balances, equaling high prices for food. Elder McConkie suggested that verses 5 and 6 describe Abraham's day, when many died of starvation. See Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 479 through 480. A person could purchase only enough food to live on with a whole day's wages, indicating extreme famine prices. In the next box, we read about the fourth seal, about 1000 BC to the birth of Christ. Here we read of a pale horse, which could equal death. Death and hell, which could equal destruction of the wicked and their reception into spirit prison. See Isaiah 5:14. Elder McConkie said verses 7 and 8 refer to, quote, the millennium of those great kingdoms and nations whose wars and treacheries tormented and overran Israel again and again, end quote. From Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, page 481. These nations included Babylon, Persia, Egypt, Greece, and Rome. In the next box, we read of the fifth seal, about the birth of Jesus Christ to AD 1000. Altar equals sacrifice. Souls equal martyrs, Christians killed for their beliefs. Elder McConkie suggested that verses 9 through 11 refer to the many early Christians, including most of the original apostles, who died as martyrs. See Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 482 and 83. Because these saints gave up their lives for the Word of God and for the testimony which they held, they were given white robes, symbolic of purity. That is the end of the chart. Continuing on, after each group has presented, explain that the sixth seal represents our time and the events leading up to the millennium when Jesus Christ will reign personally on the earth. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Revelation 6, 12 through 17, including the Joseph Smith translation in verse 14, footnote A. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the events John foresaw. When the sixth seal was opened, what events did John see? Explain that these catastrophic events are signs of the last days. According to verse 16, what will those who seek to escape God's wrath wish for? What question is recorded in verse 17? Write the following question on the board. Who shall be able to stand? Explain that Revelation 7 helps us understand who will be able to stand or abide the catastrophes of the sixth seal. Revelation chapter 7. John saw the servants of God who had washed their robes in the Lamb's blood. Invite a student to read Revelation 7:1 aloud, and invite another student to read Doctrine and Covenants 77:8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what else John saw in the sixth seal. What were the four angels doing? Point out that the winds they are holding back have power to destroy life on the earth. See also Doctrine and Covenants 86:5 through 7. Invite a student to read Revelation 7:2 through 3 aloud, and another to read Doctrine and Covenants 77:9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what another angel said to the four angels. According to Doctrine and Covenants 77:9, who is the angel ascending from the east? Explain that the word Elias in this instance is a, quote, title for those whose mission is to commit keys and powers to men in the final dispensation, end quote. From Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, pages 491 through 92. See also Bible Dictionary, Elias. What did this angel say to the four angels? Explain that, quote, the sealing or marking of the servants of our God in their foreheads is a metaphor of their devotion, service, and belonging to God. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that the sealing of the faithful in their foreheads signifies sealing the blessings upon their heads, meaning the everlasting covenant, thereby making their calling and election sure. End quote. From New Testament Student Manual, Church Education System Manual, 2014, page 544. Explain that as recorded in Revelation 9, John saw what would happen to those who do not bear this seal. Invite a student to read Revelation 9, 3 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the condition of those who do not have this seal. Invite students to report what they find. Invite students to read Revelation 7, 4 silently, looking for how many people were sealed in the forehead by this angel. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that the Lord told the prophet Joseph Smith that, quote, the number 144,000 mentioned in Revelation 7 verses 4 through 8 is the number of ordained high priests out of the tribes of Israel who will assist others in their quest for exaltation. It is not, as some people believe, the total of people who will be exalted. End quote. Again, from New Testament Student Manual, 2014, page 544. Invite a student to read Revelation 7, 9 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who else John saw. Who did John see? What was this multitude wearing and holding? You may need to explain that palm branches can symbolize victory and joy. Invite a student to read Revelation 7, 13 through 17 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what John learned about these people. What had these people endured? How did their robes become white? By the blood of the Lamb, see verse 14, symbolic of Jesus Christ's atonement. According to verses 15 through 17, what blessings did these people receive because they were purified through the atonement of Jesus Christ? You might point out that these verses describe the joy, peace, and devotion of those who inherit celestial glory. What principle can we identify from these verses about how we can inherit celestial glory? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify a principle similar to the following. If we endure tribulation faithfully and become pure through Jesus Christ's atonement, we will enjoy celestial glory with God. Write this principle on the board. Invite students to ponder what it would be like and how they would feel to stand purified in God's presence. How would these feelings compare to the feelings of the people described in Revelation 6:16? What must we do so that the Savior can purify us through His atonement? How has remembering the blessings of celestial glory helped you in your efforts to endure tribulation and become pure? Remind students of the list of concerns written on the board at the beginning of class. Invite them to consider how the principle written on the board can help them when they feel concerned about living in the latter days. Invite a few willing students to share their thoughts with the class. Invite students to take a few minutes to ponder how they can apply the principle they learned today. Encourage them to record any promptings they receive.